Well, the month of April is finally here, and this is a month to observe Prevent Child Abuse Awareness Month, a time to honor those people involved with preventing child abuse in our homes, schools, and what have you. It's my pleasure speaking with Sharon Miller, the Executive Director for the Prevent Child Abuse Iowa office based in Des Moines. And Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad today. So here we are, another April, and time to think about Prevent Child Abuse, and I'll let you explain the purpose of the month.
Well, Child Abuse Prevention Month is a time for us to reaffirm our commitment to building safer and stronger communities where children can be seen, heard, respected, and are able to thrive. This year's theme is powered by hope and strengthened by prevention. So it's really around what we can do to encourage prevention and support those parents and caregivers that are facing some challenges that might make some choices that they normally wouldn't make if they weren't under some stress.
And this is a great program, and led by people such as yourself and those who are working their time for preventing child abuse. Sharon, what have we seen in the past year since our last visit? Have we seen a kind of a uptick or downward trend? What have you seen?
Well, actually, what we're seeing is good news. We are actually steady, so we haven't seen an uptick or a downtick, so that's good. However, our number one cases of child abuse is actually neglect, and so roughly around 60% of all child abuse cases in Iowa are neglect, which is classified as denial of critical care. So that could be lack of food, lack of shelter, lack of resources, lack of secure housing, things like that.
And your organization has done so much in the past year. Any things coming up of note, any honors that went over the past year?
Well, Pat, this year is an exciting time in the life of prevention and child abuse. Child Abuse Prevention Month is in April, so we have our annual conference at the end of the month. But what's even more exciting is in June, Prevent Child Abuse Iowa will be celebrating 50 years of prevention in the state of Iowa. So we will celebrate our anniversary in June, but we can't do it without the community members, many that are right there within Hamilton County and also within Webster City.
And they do a marvelous job to help those families in need here, as you mentioned too, Sharon, here in the Hamilton County and Webster City areas.
Yes, they do a great job. And the key about being a prevention worker is like engaging the entire community. So what can we as community members do to support families, parents, and caregivers to navigate and manage stress and connect families to vital resources before challenges turn into crises? And if we do all that, we can reduce some of those risks that would ultimately turn into acts of violence or child abuse.
And that's the focus of your conference coming up later this month there, Sharon, about preventing child abuse. Fill us in on this conference coming up later this month.
It's a two-day conference. It's April 29th and 30th. It's at the DMAC FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. And what we really want to do is empower and uplift the individuals that are home visitors, prevention workers, social workers, librarians, school professionals that work with families day in and day out. And as we know, Pat, sometimes that work is overwhelming, and this gives us an opportunity to create and learn new skills, but also to lean on each other and figure out what skills and tools and resources that they have that are working well with their communities and the families that they serve.
Any keynote speakers for this?
Yes, there are, but Pat, I don't have their name.
Okay. Then go to the website and find out more, Sharon, about who will be speaking at that. Now, getting back to a special event coming up in June there, Sharon, fill us in on what's going to be taking place, 50 years of PCA.
Yeah, on Sunday, June 22nd, at Ryman Gardens up in Ames, we are having a free birthday party for all children and families throughout the state of Iowa. It will be from 2 to 5 at Raymond Gardens that day. At 3 o'clock, we will be so lucky to have Justin Roberts and the Not Ready for Naptime Players play for an hour. Justin is a local gentleman that grew up here in the Des Moines area, and so him and his children's band are going to come. We're going to have superheroes. We're going to have face painting. We're going to get to explore Raymond Gardens. We're going to have ice cream and cake. It's going to be a great time.
And that's a nice way to celebrate 50 years of all the work by PC Iowa.
It is, and it's also a great opportunity for families to create lifelong memories with their children, and that can help them build some of those resiliency factors. So in case the children are feeling like they don't have a safe space, they definitely will be able to rely on those memories.
Should be quite the day coming up in June 22nd there at Raymond Gardens there in Ames. Now, Sharon, if people want to know more about the work of Prevent Child Abuse Iowa, there is a website, right?
There is a website, and I would encourage them to go to the website, which is PCA Iowa, spelled out, IOWA.org. And on that website, you will get to learn more information about the birthday party, more information about the conference, but also resources, free training, fun things like downloading a pinwheel that you can do in the month of April, and your child can color that pinwheel and be able to display that pinwheel in honor and celebration of Child Abuse Prevention Month.
So again, that website address is pciowa.org, and learn more about how you can help prevent child abuse in the state of Iowa. Also, we get information about the conference coming up in late April, and then the 50th anniversary celebration of PCA coming up on June 22nd, that's a Sunday, and that'll be held at Raymond Gardens, located in Ames. Sharon Miller, anything else for the good of the cause today?
No, thank you, Pat, and thank you for all the work that the folks there in Hamilton County are doing to keep their children and families safe.
Sharon Miller, my guest this morning on KQWC's Community Corner.